Thus, Nazi ideology demanded that millions of Slavs and Jews be liquidated as communism was eradicated, a potentially diverting and resource-sapping enterprise, in light of the enormity of the military aims. Hitler demanded much of Operation Barbarossa, and its success was vital for the future of the Third Reich. The conquest of the Soviet Union was a massive objective. Without it, however, the Führer's plans for the domination and mastery of Europe would be thrown into serious doubt. Hitler's confidence. Although well aware that Operation Barbarossa posed many potentially difficult obstacles for Germany's armed forces to overcome, Hitler was supremely confident in their ability to achieve any objectives that were set before them. He believed his troops, well organized and with high morale after their recent successes, to be the best in the world, with fighting methods and equipment that were capable of dispatching enemies with alacrity. The victories over France and the Low Countries, in May and June 1940, which took just 6 weeks to complete, boosted Hitler's already burgeoning confidence in his army and air force, and their ability to achieve their objectives with finesse. Such success was also seen as a vindication of German operational fighting methods, commonly referred to as Blitzkrieg, lightning war. Blitzkrieg sought to destroy an enemy by means of tactical encirclement, by rapidly moving panzer divisions and destruction by following infantry, arriving on foot, in a Kesselschlacht.